body scan practice. So generally, we do this practice lying down on our backs, but you can choose to do it in a different position if you'd like to, maybe sitting on a chair or lying on your side or on your front. And if we're lying on our backs, making sure that we're comfortable with a mat or bed beneath us, and the legs can be outstretched with the feet flopped to the sides, or if that's uncomfortable for the low back, we can bend the knees and have the feet apart with the feet on the floor and the knees gently touching each other. And the arms can be by the sides of the body, maybe with the palms upwards or downwards, or you can rest the palms on the belly. Checking the shoulders are relaxed, the back of the neck's long, chin tucked in, can be quite nice to have a small cushion underneath the back of the head. So becoming aware of the whole body. The whole body resting, supported by the ground and surrounded by space. The whole body from the crown of the head all the way down the body to the tips of the toes. The whole body from the right side of the body all the way across to the left side of the body. The whole of the body from the back of the body all the way up to the front of the body. The whole body breathing. So becoming aware of the sensations of the breath as they move into the body and out from the body. Breath after breath. Maybe the breath can be felt at the nostrils. Any sense of the breath brushing past the insides of the nostrils as you breathe in and as you breathe out. Any sense of the breath moving up and down in the region of the throat? Noticing any sensations that come with the rib cage expanding on the in-breath and contracting on the out-breath. How does this feel? Any sensations in the belly as the body breathes in and out? Maybe a sense of stretching or contraction on the in-breath. A sense of relaxing or letting go on the out-breath. And for the next few out-breaths, having a sense of letting go of the whole body. Breathing out, letting go of the body into the unconditional support of the ground beneath the body. And opening up to the space surrounding the body. The whole body supported by the ground, surrounded by space. And then taking our focus down the body, through the torso, down both legs, through the feet and to the toes. Becoming aware of any physical sensations that are present in the toes just now. Maybe there are strong sensations. Maybe there are subtle sensations. Or maybe there are no sensations to be felt in the toes just now. So, remembering with this practice that there's no right or wrong way to feel. Just welcoming whatever sensations are present and allowing them to be here on their own terms. And if there are no sensations in the toes just now, simply registering a blank. And then becoming aware of the soles of the feet. Any physical sensations here? And the heels. Maybe there are some sensations of contact between the heels and whatever the heels are resting upon. How does contact feel? What are the patterns of sensation that make up something that the mind labels as contact? Feeling the tops of the feet. And noticing the difference between thinking about the tops of the feet and directly sensing physical sensations that are present now in the tops of the feet. So in this practice, we're not thinking about the body, but we're directly sensing into the body to feel, to experience physical sensations on the insides of the feet. How do the insides of the feet feel just now? And the skin surrounding the feet. Any sense of temperature? Any sense of contact? Any tingling? Noticing whatever sensations are present in the skin surrounding the feet and allowing them to be just as they are. And then becoming aware of the whole of both of the feet. So allowing our awareness to reveal whatever sensations are present just now in the feet. And then the next time that you breathe in, imagining the breath coming in through the nostrils and all the way down the body and into the feet. And as you breathe out, imagining the breath spreading out from the feet into the space surrounding the feet. So on each in-breath, breathing into the feet, and on each out-breath, breathing out from the feet into the space surrounding the feet. You can visualize this, or have a felt sense of this, or imagining the breathing in and out of the feet in any way that works for you. And then on the next out-breath, letting go of the feet, and switching our focus to the ankles, the bones inside the ankles, noticing any sensations just there, the skin surrounding the ankles, any sense of the bones extending along the inside of the lower legs between the ankles and the knees, any physical sensations coming and going in the calf muscles at the back of the lower legs? What can you feel here? Are there any feelings of contact with the floor? Any feelings of contact with clothing? In the front of the lower legs, the shins. What sensations are present there just now? and the skin surrounding the lower legs. How does that feel? When we focus our attention into this area of the body, the skin surrounding the lower legs, what do we feel? What do we notice? And the knees, the inside of the knee joint, the kneecap at the front. How does the soft part at the back of the knee feel just now? Warm, cool, tingling, soft, tight. And the skin surrounding the knees. And now, any sense of the long bone extending between the knee joint and the hip joint? The hamstring muscle at the back of the thigh. Any sensations there of tightness or softness? And noticing if the mind labels a sensation such as tight, seeing if it's possible to look underneath the label and directly experience the detailed patterns of sensation, the constellation of feelings that make up something that the mind labels as tight. How do the quadricep muscles feel at the front of the thighs? Any sensations in the skin surrounding the thighs? Maybe you can feel clothes resting against the skin. And how does that feel? Curious about the details of sensations that are presenting themselves as we take our focus to the skin surrounding the thighs. And moving now to the hip joints. Any physical sensations here, or maybe no sensations? Whatever manifests is absolutely okay. Any sense of the ball and socket joint? And then spreading our focus from the hips so that we become aware of the whole of both legs between the hips and the ankles. So allowing our awareness to reveal whatever sensations are coming and going within the region of both of the legs. And then on the next in-breath, imagine that the breath comes in through the nostrils and all the way down the body and into the legs. And then on the next out-breath, imagining that the breath spreads out from the legs into the space surrounding the legs. So breathing in and out of the legs and noticing how this feels. And on the next out-breath, letting go of the legs and switching our focus to the region of the pelvis. Any sense of the big bone of the pelvis? Any physical sensations in the internal organs cradled in front of the pelvic bone? Any physical sensations in the buttocks at the back of the pelvic bone? Again, maybe sensations of contact. And remembering that any time during this practice, if there is a physical sensation in the body that's repeatedly drawing our attention, maybe it's a sensation of discomfort or pain. And we can choose for a short while just to shift our focus to this strong sensation, and notice the patterns of sensations there, noticing the constellations of sensation in this area of pain or discomfort, noticing whether it stays the same or whether it changes. And we can choose to breathe into an area of strong sensation and breathe out from it into the surrounding areas with a sense of softening on the out-breath as a way of welcoming this strong sensation into our experience, as a way of allowing the strong sensation to be here on its own terms, as a way of welcoming it in. And after a while of attending to a strong sensation, we can come back to the main part of the practice, where in this moment we're attending to whatever sensations are present in the buttocks, the skin surrounding the pelvic region. And then moving on to the low back. Any sense of the little bones that make up the low back? And the sides of the waist? Any movement here to be felt as the body breathes in and out? And the belly? Any sense of the belly moving as you breathe in and out? Any other sensations in the belly? Any sense of the digestive organs? Any gurglings in the belly? And then moving up to the back of the rib cage. Any sense of the bones of the spine at the back of the rib cage? Any sense of the ribs extending outwards from the spine? Any sensations of the rib cage expanding and contracting with the breath? Any feelings in the front of the chest? Any sense of the lungs expanding and contracting with each breath? Noticing whether it's possible to feel the heart beating. Sensing into any physical sensations in the region of the collarbones and the shoulder blades. How are the shoulder joints feeling just now? The insides of the shoulder joints, the outsides of the shoulder joints, the very top of the shoulders. And then spreading out our focus from the top of the shoulders to become aware of the whole of the torso between the shoulders and the hips. So holding the whole of the torso in our awareness, allowing awareness to reveal whatever sensations are manifesting just now within the region of the torso. And then imagining breathing in and out of the torso, breathing in through the nostrils and down into the whole of the torso, and imagining breathing out from the torso into the space surrounding the torso. And on the next out breath, letting go of the torso and switching focus to the fingertips. How are the fingertips feeling just now? Any tingling? Any sense of warmth or coolness? Any sense of space or contact between one finger and the next? Perhaps noticing how big the fingers feel from the insides. And the palms of the hands, and the backs of the hands, the insides of the hands, feeling the hands from the inside. What do you notice? Curious. Feeling the skin surrounding the hands. And then becoming aware of the whole of both of the hands. Allowing awareness to reveal whatever sensations are present now in the whole of both hands. Allowing our experience to be just as it is. Nothing wrong. And then imagining breathing in and out of the hands, breathing in through the nostrils, all the way down the arms and into the hands, and then breathing out from the hands into the space surrounding the hands. And on the next out-breath, letting go of the hands and switching focus to the wrists, the bony insides of the wrists, the skin surrounding the wrists, any sense of the pulse within the wrist, any sense of the long bones extending between the wrists and the elbows, and the skin surrounding the lower arms. The hard outside of the elbows, any feelings here to be noticed and felt? How do the insides of the elbows feel? The soft insides of the elbows. And the upper arms, any sense of the long bones extending between the elbows and the shoulders? Physical sensations in the bicep muscles at the front of the upper arms, the tricep muscles at the back of the upper arms, any tightness or softness here. Simply noticing whatever sensations are present and allowing them to be just as they are. And also remembering that all the way through this practice, the mind may wander, get caught up in thinking activity. And as with all mindfulness practice, whenever we notice that the mind has wandered, we can simply notice where it is the mind has wandered to and then very gently bring our focus back to the body. Taking our focus now to the shoulders. And then spreading out our focus from the shoulders to take in the whole of both arms between the shoulders and the wrists, and simply allowing awareness to reveal whatever sensations are manifesting just now in the arms. And then breathing in and out of the arms, on the in-breath imagining that the breath comes in through the nostrils and down into the arms. And then on each out-breath, imagining the breath spreading out from the arms into the space surrounding the arms. And then on the next out-breath, letting go of the arms and shifting focus to the neck and head region, the little bones at the back of the neck, any sensations in the throat, at the front of the neck. How does that feel? And the skin surrounding the neck, any sensations there? And the jaw, the hinge at the back of the jaw, the chin at the front of the jaw, the teeth inside the mouth, any sense of space between the upper teeth and the lower teeth? feeling the tongue resting within the mouth, noticing any sensations of contact between the tongue and the inside of the mouth, any sense of space within the mouth. Any sense of contact between the upper lip and the lower lip, how does that feel? And the cheeks and the temples. How do the eyes feel just now? Any sense of the eyes resting in their sockets? Any sensations of contact between the upper eyelid and the lower eyelid? Noticing how that feels. And the forehead, the eyebrows, the bridge of the nose, the insides of the nostrils, any sense of the breath, brushing past the insides of the nostrils with each in-breath and each out-breath. Notice any contrast between the feelings of the in-breath and the out-breath as they move back and forth through the nostrils. And the scalp, the crown of the head, and the back of the head. Any sense of contact between the back of the head and the cushion? And then spreading out our focus from the back of the head to become aware of the whole of the head and neck region, allowing awareness to reveal whatever sensations are emerging in the head and neck region just now. And then breathing in and out of the head and neck region. On the in-breath, imagining the breath coming in through the nostrils, and on the out-breath, imagining the breath spreading out from the head and neck region into the space surrounding. And then on the next out-breath, letting go of the head and neck region, and once more becoming aware of the whole of the body. The whole body, from the inside of the body to the outside of the body. Unconditionally supported by the ground beneath, surrounded by space. Allowing awareness to reveal whatever sensations are emerging, coming and going, within the body just now, allowing our experience of the body to be just as it is, nothing to change, nothing to fix. And now breathing in and out of the whole body. Imagine that the breath comes in through the nostrils and into the center of the body. And on the out-breath, imagining the breath spreading out from the centre of the body out to the envelope of the skin and into the space beyond the outside of the body. How does this feel? Imagining breathing in and out of the body. And then once more coming to focus on the whole body, resting on the ground, surrounded by space. Nothing to do, nowhere to go. Being here now. And then remembering when we do this practice that our intention is to fall awake, but often in this practice we fall asleep, and that's absolutely fine. Simply being mindful of the process of moving between awakeness through drowsiness towards sleep and back again. Knowing what's happening while it's happening without preference.